Hello, everybody. I am Josh Peck, the soon-to-be mansplaining millennial. I'm going to start a new conservative political podcast. Really, I'll put the videos up on YouTube also, but the main focus is going to be on the podcast version of it. I am here with my daughter, Jacqueline Peck. How are you doing, Jackie?
Great.
Are you excited to talk to everybody?
Yep, I am. And I've also got two kittens. It's named Jasper, and one is named Jasmine.
Yes, Jasper and Jasmine, two new additions to the Peck household. Also, in case you haven't already heard, Christina is pregnant again. So this one here is going to get another little brother or sister. We're thinking maybe sister. We don't know yet. But that will be this one will be our fourth. So we're excited about that. Right?
Yeah.
All right. So the point of this video today is I got the set back up, and there's going to be some changes to this YouTube channel. So far, basically anything that I've been interested in, I've put on the Josh Peck Disclosure Show, and I think that works sometimes, but not with other things, because it seems like when I do political stuff, maybe my Josh Peck Disclosure audience isn't as interested in that, which that's perfectly fine. So I think for Josh Peck Disclosure, I'm going to keep it with the aliens, the Bigfoot, all that kind of stuff. And I want to start a new show on conservative politics, but that also seen from a biblical lens. So that's going to be the point of a new show that I'm starting called Mansplaining Millennial. And again, I'll put the podcast or the videos up, which it's going to be in this set. I'm going to put the videos up, but I'm going to mainly focus on the podcast version of it because it seems like that has the most room for growth. So far, I have my podcast on Blog Talk Radio, and I think a couple other places. It might be on iTunes. I'm going to expand that out more. So far, Blog Talk Radio has not censored me, as far as I can tell, and they've been really good about that. Actually, if you go to Blog Talk Radio and click on their politics section, you'll see conservative politics in their top trends. So it's good that they do that. I want to focus more on that. Now, also, as well as doing that, I will be putting videos up on DTube continually and Reel.video. I am now on Reel.video. So every day I'm posting new material there. You can find it just by searching for my name at Reel.video. So you can check that out. But the whole point is there is an audience for young millennial conservative politics from a biblical lens, from a Christian lens, and Christian culture and things like that. I sort of tried to skew Josh Peck Disclosure, that show, in that way, and it didn't really take. I mean, I could see that there's definitely a demand for it. People like it, but typically people who like that stuff aren't going to like all the paranormal, weird stuff that I talk about on Josh Peck Disclosure. So Josh Peck Disclosure is going to stick with the fringe Christian stuff, and I'm going to be starting a new show again called Mansplaining Millennial. Now, what's the deal with the name? I got a few people online reminding me that it's a derogatory term towards conservative men. I know that's the point. It's to be. This is something that conservatives tend to do really well, I think. When we're being insulted in some way, we'll just own it and turn it around to make fun of the leftists who aren't really that great at humor. Leftists are really good at bullying. They're really good at that. But they're not good at actual humor. So if you try to insult them, they're not going to own it turn it around and make a joke out of it. So I'm going to wear the mantle of mansplaining millennial proudly, even though mansplaining is a really stupid term that was developed by leftists to try to put down conservatives and try to say, you know, anytime that like a white cisgendered man is trying to explain something to a woman, then it's mansplaining, like they're talking down to a woman. That's not the case. Sometimes we just know some stuff. You wouldn't call the opposite womansplaining, but that's how they think of it on the left. It's, you know, a woman can't womansplain to a man because the man is the one that's in power. It's like their idea of racism. A black person can't be racist towards a white person because white people are the ones in power. I mean, they just make up these definitions. Anyway, so I want to take the term back, flip it around for something useful, and that just drives the left crazy. But it's not going to be just like a humor show. I'm also not going to have the same types of guests that I would normally have on my other shows. So you're not going to get just another show with the same round of guests that you would see normally on Skywatch TV or sometimes Josh Peck Disclosure or Into the Multiverse, stuff like that. Not that there's anything wrong with those guys are great. But there's other guests that I want to bring on. Certainly I'm going to be, I'm going to be inviting back on Andrew Klavan and Michael Knowles, because to me, those were two of the best interviews that I've ever taken part in. And they're fantastic guests, and they have a lot of really good things to say. I think that just doing it on Into the Multiverse and Josh Peck Disclosure might not have been the best approach. So, Jackie's laughing at the cats. They're playing with our feet. But which kitty is it? Is it?
It's Jasmine.
Is Jasmine being silly?
Yeah, she was licking my foot.
But I'll see if I can get Jasmine over here to say hi. Come here, Jasmine. All right, this
you could be in the video.
Yes,
too.
Jasmine can be in the video. This is Jasmine. She's one of the two that we got. They both pretty much look identical. They're brother and sister, and they're very happy here. But
look at her little socks.
Yeah, we almost named her Socks because it looks like she's wearing socks. So I want to bring on some different kinds of guests. I would love to have on Ben Shapiro. Jocko Willink is somebody that I would love to have on too. I have a short list of about 10 guests that from that realm that I want to bring on. I want to bring on some interesting people, maybe even sometimes people who we don't necessarily agree with on everything, but who are willing to have an open intellectual conversation. I like that kind of stuff. Maybe I'll bring on Zoltan Istvan again. Again, we did that on Into the Multiverse, but we really focused a lot on politics, and maybe this new show would be the better way to or better format for that type of discussion. So I'm really interested in that kind of stuff. And I would love to hear your suggestions for the show. What kind of guests would you like to see on for a conservative, political-based show that is seen through a Christian lens? It's gonna deal heavily in Christianity too. If you follow Matt Walsh on the Daily Wire, if you check his show out, he's got a pretty healthy dose of Christianity and politics. I'm thinking something similar to that, I think, would be good. But it'll be in this set. We'll be improving the set, getting some new lights before we officially launch. Maybe doing some things to jazz it up a little bit. We got the Trump flag here, right, Jackie? Who
yep.
is that?
That's Donald Trump with the bald eagle and all of that money.
Yep. Careful of the. Jackie, you ruined the mic. Technical difficulties for a second. Jackie, you ruined everything.
Ah.
You didn't ruin everything. I'm being silly. Ah. See, that's what I love about her. She didn't even deny it. She's just like, ah, well, I guess I got to work on that. You're great.
Yeah.
So we're gonna jazz up the set a little bit and do some cool stuff, but maybe get another camera for when we have guests. But a lot of the guests will be through Skype. If we are able to in the future fly some people out, that would be great. But I do want to hear your suggestions for this. I'm interested to know what you think. I probably will be putting the videos on this channel, on Josh Peck Disclosure. If it gets big enough that it warrants starting a new channel, then I'll probably take what has been the JPD Weekly channel and change that to Mansplaining Millennial. So you can find that at joshpeckdisclosure.com, where it says weekly video. That's a different channel. That's for the JPD Weekly. I don't know if I'm going to continue doing the JPD Weekly shows. I'm going to keep doing daily show. You're going to get a video every day. Mansplaining Millennial will probably be weekly, maybe Fridays or Saturdays. I haven't decided yet. And then for Josh Peck Disclosure, I'll probably just stick with the shorter daily videos that I've been doing instead of doing these long weekly shows and then splitting it up later. So I'm thinking that might be the way to go. Also, the benefit of that is you don't get repetitive videos, which I know happens, because when we do the weekly show, then I split them up so sometimes you get the same video twice. That way you can get more content, fresh content, every single day without worry of seeing the same thing over and over again. So anyway, follow me at joshpeckdisclosure.com. Make sure you check that out. Give me your suggestions for Mansplaining Millennial. I know some people said that they just didn't want another political show. That's okay. You don't have to watch it. But the decision has pretty much been made. We're going to at least try it and see how it goes. and just see where it takes us. But yeah, I'd love to know your suggestions, comments, leave comments. Cat's playing with our feet again.
It tickles so much when she plays with my feet.
Yeah, she's silly.
Jasmine. Jasmine touched my hand.
Yeah.
She was giving me a high five.
She was. She gives high fives. All right. Well, we all love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Again, check out joshpeckdisclosure.com and leave comments. Leave comments and let us know what you think. Yes. All right. What you think about the show. And give a shout out to Jackie. She's a rock star. She's been awesome, haven't you? You enjoyed doing this video? Is there anything you want to say before we conclude?
I want to say that Jasmine likes me.
All right, everybody. On that note, Jasmine likes Jackie. Our cat likes my daughter. Great. Okay, good. Good to know.
And also Jasper does, too.
And Jasper does, too.
And I love playing with my kitties.
Yeah, they're wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Love you all so much. Until next time, take care and God bless. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books, such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer-funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.